Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 23, the verses 16 to 29. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16 to 29. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, "The Lord says, you will have peace." And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, "No harm will come to you." But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or to hear his word? Who has listened to and heard his word? See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a whirlwind swelling down on the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come, you will understand it clearly. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord. I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, "I had a dream, I had a dream." How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name, just as the ancestors forgot my name through Baal worship. Let the prophet who has a dream recount the dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? My theme for reflection is guarding against false prophets. Guarding against false prophets. In today's world, many self-proclaimed prophets and miracle workers have risen, claiming to speak for God while leading people astray for their own gain. Jeremiah's warning about false prophets resonates deeply as we observe similar deceitful attitudes in modern times. These contemporary charlatans often promise peace and prosperity, exploiting the vulnerabilities of sincere believers to extract financial contributions under the guise of divine instruction. The prophet Jeremiah speaks against prophets who fill people with false hopes, speaking visions from their own minds. Similarly, modern-day false prophets often proclaim fabricated visions and miracles designed to impress and manipulate their followers. These prophets, like those in Jeremiah's time, frequently promote messages that serve their interests. They assure followers of prosperity and protection, leveraging their platform for financial enrichment rather than spiritual growth. Jeremiah emphasizes that these prophets have not stood in the counsel of the Lord, nor heard his word. Many modern-day prophets lack genuine spiritual grounding, instead crafting messages that appeal to emotions rather than conveying God's truth. We must prioritize personal study of the Bible, measuring any prophetic message against the truth of Scripture. God's word is described as a fire and a hammer that breaks rock, signifying its power and authority. We should seek our pastors and spiritual leaders who demonstrate a consistent, humble walk with God. Authentic spiritual guidance comes from those who prioritize God's will over personal gain. Engaging in a faith community that values accountability helps protect against deception. Group study, prayer, and discussion can help discern the validity of prophetic claims. James 1:5 encourages us to ask God for wisdom. Through prayer, we can seek divine discernment to distinguish between true and false prophets. My dear friends, Jeremiah's message is timeless, offering a stern warning against false prophets who seek to lead God's people astray. In a world filled with deceitful voices, we Christian people must cling to the truth of God's word, seek genuine spiritual counsel, and cultivate a discerning heart through prayer and community. By doing so, we can guard against charlatans and faithfully pursue a deeper relationship with God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can I better discern between true and false prophets in my spiritual journey? Number two, in what ways can my faith community support and protect each other from spiritual deception? Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom to discern your truth amid the noise of false prophets. Help us to seek your word diligently, surround ourselves with genuine spiritual guidance, and remain steadfast in our faith. Protect us and our community from those who seek to deceive, and guide us always towards your light and your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.